Verse 10, and he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Now, go ahead and go to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. Pretty sad story. This guy hated his brother so much that he was willing to kill him. Just because he was envious, just because he was mad that God did not have respect unto his offering, what Cain should have done was this, just correct it. Yeah. I mean, before he even killed his brother, he should have just been like, you know what, Abel did it right, I did it wrong, let me go ahead and do it right, so God can have respect unto my offering as well. But let's say he didn't do that and he kills his brother, he should have just confessed it. You see, he that confesseth his sin, the Bible says, shall obtain mercy. Whoso confesseth and forsaketh the sin shall obtain mercy. Those who try to hide it don't obtain mercy. Now look at Matthew chapter 23 and verse 34. Here are, in the New Testament, Abel is mentioned just a few times. Some of them are repetitious times. But Matthew, right here in Matthew, we see that he's mentioned. Verse 34 says, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. So the question remains, what was Abel's blood saying? When it was crying from the ground, what was it saying? Well, based upon this scripture, what it was crying out for was revenge. Because if you read later on in Genesis chapter 4, that's why Cain says, someone's going to slay me. God cursed him and someone was going to slay him. So it was crying out revenge. He wanted to be avenged for the blood that was spilled. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to prove this to you. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to read to you from Hebrews 11. In verse 4, where it says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. In verse number 22. So we see Cain slaying Abel. Abel's blood cries from the ground. God curses Cain, and he's afraid that someone's going to take vengeance upon him. Look at Hebrews 12, verse 22 says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So we understand that in Hebrews, when it's referencing the blood of Christ, it's talking about that which was spilled in order to start the New Testament or the New Covenant, okay? And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, the Bible says. So we can look at the story of Jesus Christ and his blood being shed and Abel's blood being shed, and what can we take away from those two? Well, one blood cried out revenge. The other one's blood cried out redemption. You see, Abel's blood, though he was righteous, he was still a sinner. So when his blood was spilled, God saw that, and guess what? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. But in the New Testament, when Jesus Christ spills his blood, it's actually crying out redemption. That's why it's speaking better things than that of Abel. Why is that? Because simply for the fact that when someone kills somebody, guess what? There's a consequence to that, okay? There are consequences and there are penalties. There's revenge that's going to be taken upon you because of the sin that you've committed. For the wages of sin is death, the Bible says. But we see that in the New Testament, obviously throughout the scriptures, but specifically when Jesus Christ came, he spilt his blood and it spoke redemption. That's what his blood was spilt for in order to start that new covenant. And the Bible says he speaks better things. Why? Because it's a better covenant. Okay, it's a better testament. Go to